This is where the problem is, because really, I guess in talking, and I don't know the conversation, I'm talking fast, and you know, not just casually with anybody, I would say, yeah, he was bit by a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I would never say he was bitten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, here again is where the rudiments of English. The community.
Well, that's an interesting characteristic of your speech that I'm finding very, very interesting already. There are two dimensions of truth. Correct me if I'm wrong. There seems to be one where you say that the speech I currently use and the speech I used to use. There are no differences there. And then there's another level where it's kind of formal level, and then there's kind of informal level. Is that correct? I know there's obviously lots of levels in between there.
I guess after you go into a profession, the profession is going to be a lot of pressure. And you begin to realize now, you know, that none of us are perfect now. None of the Englishmen, I mean, the Oxford, you know, the Oxford judges, he's the one that teaches. But you know, for the teacher confidence, I mean, you've got to keep it at least half of that. So, since you're born in a neighborhood, and around people where you're not in the midst of intellectuals, so therefore it's something you don't really come up with. Then as you left this part of the country, and I'll tell you something else about Black leaving the South, going north. There was something, and I'm talking about people in my generation, as I said earlier, they wanted to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you could have just heard many of them speak after they were built north and come back, they desired to say it properly, even though they would mess it up many times.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And many of them, some of them, the careers of what they did, they took it up by ear, you know, they just work around many people, you know. And of course, you know, as in all groups, you know, you find people who don't even believe, but they say, well, they're speaking better than I'm. So they imitate these people.
Mm-hmm.
So they would come back to the side, and many of them, and they use the term, they pick up the bull, you know, they use that word term. And so they would come back, they would turn it all around from that, but they would always wear a top of looking to them, So, but what has happened over the years, and I've watched it in the last 10 years, it seems as if that there is no desire in youth to learn to speak English properly. It's like English is becoming a lost thing. It's like they don't desire it anymore. So, and I think that I came along in that day when we wanted to get it right. And we knew there was a certain line we were waiting for, so we started. So then when I went into the ministry, I must get a statement. That's got to be something, you know, I can't just go on and know what to talk. So then in some families, believe it or not, in some families, even in the midst of this, you know, situation where you have a where your English is mixed up, or you have this dialect, and you got some time.